very good afternoon to everyone. Today it's a very special day for each and every one of us. It's a Sunday. It's the first day of the week. It's a very special day because our Savior, Jesus Christ, rose up from the dead today. And that's why we are here this first day of the week, in order to remember His crucifixion as well as to worship the Almighty. So, today in the lesson we are going to see about Jonah and the wine. So, I think in NIV it says wine, and in another version it says it's God, G-O-U-R-D. I'll say it as wine, it's a plant. Okay. So, let us all thank God for everything what He has done today, because we all are very blessed. Because that's what Bible says, and if we read from Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, it says we must be thankful to God, for He has done a lot of things in our life. So today in this lesson we are going to see about Jonah and the city called Nineveh and the plant which is called as a vine. So what is the lesson that we are going to learn from all of these three today? So most likely I believe that everyone know about Jonah and the story behind it, but let me phrase it in a different way so that we can end up with some different conclusions today. So God sent Jonah to the great city of Nineveh in order to warn them that they have to repent from what they are doing. If we read from Jonah chapter 1 verse 1, it says, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." So if we talk about Nineveh was a great city, a very important city at that time, but it was filled up with wicked people who always triggered the Lord's anger, because God was not at all happy with the people who lived in Nineveh. So God wanted to send Jonah to remind them and to tell them what they are doing is wrong, and they have to correct themselves as soon as possible. But whatever God expected from Jonah, it was not done so easily. But if we think about why God commanded Jonah to warn Nineveh, what does that particular thing reflect about God? So we have three points that we need to consider. The first thing is the fact that God is God of all nations, even Nineveh as well. So He wanted even those population to be as good as what God is expecting from them. And the second thing also shows that how good is God. If you read from chapter 4, we see how compassionate our God is, how gracious He is, His wonderful attributes about God that we read about God from this thing. And the third thing is, if you read from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33 and verse 11, it says God doesn't want the wicked people to die. So even in today's Bible reading, we saw God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because their wickedness has come to Him. But later on we see Abraham pleading to God, saying that if you find 50 people, and He slowly reduces, if you find 10 people, will you destroy it? But later on, if you see God, what He does, He sends away the righteous people and still destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. But here we have to see what happens to Nineveh here. So if you read from the book Ezekiel chapter 33 verses 11, I'll quickly read it for you. So it says, "Say to them, as surely I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn from your evil ways. Why will you die, O house of Israel?" So God always wants the wicked people to turn from their wickedness and come to God. That is what God is expecting. God doesn't want even the wicked people to die in their wickedness because He loves them so much. So God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh and to preach against them, to preach against what they are doing. But Jonah was a little bit afraid, and what he did, if we read from Jonah verses 1, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went abroad and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. God wanted to save Nineveh from the destruction by sending Jonah. God's intention was not to destroy the Nineveh, but rather than it was to save Nineveh and to remind them about how angry God is. So if you repent, I will save you. That was God's intention. But in the verses, we will never see that God says that if you repent, I will forgive you. That you, we cannot understand that one. But what it was done, it was not done easily, because Jonah ran away from the Lord. He wanted to go to a different place. He didn't go to Nineveh as God expected. But later on, what God did, God sent a great wind on the sea and such a violent storm, because the ship was threatened to break. And He also provided a very big fish to swallow Jonah. And he was there inside the fish for 3 nights and 3 days. So God expected Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach against it, but Jonah didn't do it at the first time. So at that time also, God didn't punish Jonah, but He wanted to remind him, because He has given him a duty and he has to complete it. So he was there inside the fish. But even inside the fish, what did Jonah did? He prayed. He prayed to the Lord, and he realized what he has done, what God expected from him, and what he has done. And he realized and then accepted, okay, now I am going to do what God is expecting from me. So after this, when Jonah realized it, God commanded the fish to vomit him in a dry land. So this was the second chance for Jonah to go again to Nineveh and to preach. Lord spoke to Jonah for the second time and he said, okay, go to Nineveh, the great city of Nineveh, and proclaim to it the message I give you. So this time Jonah obeyed, because he knew what happened the last time. He was very afraid, and this time he obeyed what God has given to him. He went to Nineveh and preached what God ordered him. So if we talk about the city of Nineveh, it is a very big city and a very important city, as we read from this book. It will take 3 days to visit it completely. So it's a very big city. But once Jonah went to the city, he was right on the business. He started preaching against Nineveh, because that was the thing why he came there. So he was there and he started preaching, saying that, if we read from chapter 3 verses 4, Jonah chapter 3 verses 4, it says, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. So he was giving a warning, saying that 40 days are left for you people. Then after 40 days, Nineveh will be overturned. It will be destroyed. But if we see from the first chapter, whether did Jonah expect those people to repent? Because Jonah was thinking it in a different way. They are wicked people, and if one person goes and preaches against a very great city, what will be his situation? He was afraid of it. They might kill him, or they might do something wrong to him. But if we read from the third chapter, verses 5, it says, surprisingly, the people of Nineveh believed God. Verses 5, it says, the Ninevites believed God. They declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. This is something different. God's ways are always mysterious ways. We have to believe this. We can never expect something from God. Whatever He thinks, we cannot predict it. It can be It can be in the past and even today. Even today in our own lives, we see a lot of things and we expect a lot of things to be done. But it will be done in a different way, what? Because God has planned it that way. So God's ways is always a mysterious way, and here also we see a very good example of what is happening. So the people of Nineveh, they believed God and they repented from what they did. So even this news, the news that Jonah is preaching against the city of Nineveh, it reached the king of Nineveh city. So what did the king do? He didn't call upon Jonah and he didn't put him in the jail or something. But rather what he did, when the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth and sat down in the dust. Even the king realized what was coming up to the city of Nineveh as well as to him. So he realized what God is planning to do. So what he did, he also repented. So king sent a proclamation to the call of the Lord, which was come through Jonah. He sent a command to the entire city saying that, chapter 3 verses 7 to 9, it says, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let any man or beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish." So this was the faith, this was the belief that the king of Nineveh had on God. Let us repent. He realized whatever the city of Nineveh, the people of Nineveh were doing was wrong. It was full of wicked, and he knew it, and he immediately sent a command saying that everyone should repent. Everyone, even the man, even the beast, they should not eat anything, because there was a fast which was ordered. So they should not eat anything, they should not taste anything, but everyone has to be covered with sackcloth and they should call urgently on God and they have to give up their evil ways and violence. So this was the commandment from the king, because he expected the God, that God may, with compassion, he may turn from his fierce anger so that the city can be avoided from destruction. So God saw what was happening in Nineveh. God sent Jonah to remind them, to warn them against their evil activities. And Jonah did preach against Nineveh, and immediately God realizes and sees that, okay, those people have repented from their evil things and their wickedness. So what did God do? We can read from verses 10, chapter 3, verses 10. "When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion and did not bring upon the destruction he had threatened." So, at the beginning of the chapter 1, God had a plan to Nineveh, and so he sent Jonah to explain them or to preach against them, saying that you have to repent. But we see at the end of chapter 3, God's plan has changed, because we can once again have a reference to Ezekiel chapter 33 and 11. It says, God does not want even the wicked people to die, but he expects those people to turn away from their wickedness so that they can live a holy life. And this is what happened to Nineveh. They turned from their wickedness and they called upon the God urgently, saying that, God, please forgive us. Now we have repented from our wickedness. So God, what he did, he was so compassionate and he did not bring upon the destruction he had. So this is what ended up with Nineveh. So God expected Nineveh to repent and they repented it. So what happened to Jonah now? We need, actually today's lesson is towards Jonah. It's not only with Nineveh, we also learn something from Jonah. What was Jonah's reaction from God when God decided not to destroy Nineveh? He was exceedingly displeased and angry with God. He also admitted that His fear of God's sparing Nineveh was behind the attempt why he ran away the first time. And then what he did, if we read from chapter 4, he was so angry that he went out of the city and he was sitting outside of the city and want to see what is going to happen to the city of Nineveh. He didn't stay there because he was very angry with God. Why was Jonah so angry with God when nothing happened to Nineveh? What does it show? Because Jonah had some evil attitudes towards Nineveh, a kind of a hatred or an envy, because that city was full of wickedness and he wanted that to be destroyed. That is what God said. If those people are doing a lot of wickedness and I am going to destroy it. That's what God said to Jonah, but he was little worried and he was envied that it was not destroyed. If you read from Obadiah, the book of Obadiah, chapter 1 and verse 12, we have an example there. It says, "You should not look down on your brother in the day of his misfortune, nor rejoice over the people of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor boast so much in the day of their trouble." So, here it says we should not be happy when others are in trouble. But what is the case of Jonah? He is in the same case. He is expecting that the city has to be destroyed, but God didn't do it, so he was very angry with God. So, if you see from the first chapter what all God did to Jonah. First, he sent out a great wind because he didn't obey God. So, he sent a great wind so that he will be thrown out of the ship and the fish can be swallowed. And then he sent a great fish to swallow Jonah. And later on in chapter 4, we read about a plant, a vine. God made a vine to grow up on top of Jonah's head to make him happy a little because it was very sunny day. And then God also sent a worm in order to eat the vine. And after the vine was gone, God once again sent a wind in order to make him angry. So what did Jonah did after all these sequence of events which happened in chapter 4? First of all, Jonah was very angry about Nineveh's survival. And then the wine made him a little bit happy because it gave him a sort of shadow. And when the wine died and the hot wind came, he was immediately angry again. So, to conclude Jonah's angriness, we can say, Jonah was angry with God when Nineveh was not destroyed and when wine was destroyed. And the other part we can see, Jonah would have been happy if Ninevites died and the wine lived. This is a little bit contradictory when it comes to the views of God. He, as a man, he thinks like this. If Nineveh is destroyed and the wine lives, he is so happy about that. But on the other case, if Nineveh die and the wine live, it gives him so happy. But later on, God explains Jonah about his views because Jonah was thinking differently. If we read from chapter 4 verses 10 and 11, we can read that. "But the Lord said, you have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city?" So here we see two different views from God. He says, "You are so worried about the vine which you did not do anything to that vine. It grew on a single day and the next day it died. But you are so worried that it died. You were so happy when it grew up and the next day you were so worried because it died." Then God compares the vine with the people of Nineveh. It says, "You didn't do anything, but you are so much worried. But think about the people of Nineveh. There are 120,000 people. Those many number of souls are there in the city of Nineveh, but you want to destroy the city. am so concerned about the Nineveh rather than the wine. That's what God says. So if we compare Jonah's view and God's view, Jonah had pity on the wine. God had pity on the people of Nineveh. The wine, it stayed only for one day. It lived very briefly for only for one day. But the people, it contained 120,000 souls living all these days. And Jonah did nothing to cause the wine to exist. He didn't do anything. It grew up on a single day and the next day it was gone. But God made those 120,000 people. It's because of God's grace they are living in that city. And the other thing is, this is one plant and that is 120,000 people and cattle. So there are two different views how we have to look. Jonah was looking at the plant and he was so happy and then worried why this single plant died. But God's view is something different, that he was worried about those wicked people who have turned from their wickedness. They didn't stay with the wickedness, but they have turned from their wickedness in order to obey what God has planned for them. So what can we conclude on these things? Right, from Nineveh, from Jonah, as well as let us think about our situation. When we talk about the city of Nineveh, we see that they were wicked people. They did lot of sinful activities because of which the Lord was very angry with them, and he initially planned to destroy the city of Nineveh. But later on, when they repented and when they turned back from their evil activities, God forgave them. So the conclusion from Nineveh, what we have to learn is, even sometimes in our daily activities we do sometimes a lot of sins. But like the people of Nineveh, if we repent wholeheartedly, God will surely forgive us. So this is one lesson that we need to learn. And the next lesson from what we are going to learn from Jonah. Like Jonah, even now, for each and every one of us, we have a responsibility of spreading the gospel to others. Like similarly, Jonah had a duty. God gave him a duty to preach against the city of Nineveh. And similarly, even for us today, God has given responsibility for each and every one of us to spread the gospel, to spread the word of the Lord to each and everyone who are unaware of it. But what do we do? Most of the times, like Jonah, we also run away from that situation. But let us try to avoid it and fulfill the duty what God has given to each and every one of us. We shall not be like Jonah, who was the first time, but later on he realized what he was supposed to do and he did it. Let us also think about him and let us fulfill the duty what God has given to us. And the third thing what we are going to learn from this lesson, even sometimes we also think the non-believers or the people who do not know what Christianity is or who is Jesus Christ, we might also think that, okay, at the end of the world they are also going to be destroyed. But we read from the book of Obadiah that we should not boast or we should not be happy when the others are in trouble. So rather we will make our level best to spread the word and to explain them, okay, this is what the future is, and this will be happening at the end of the world, so that all the non-believers, instead of going to the hell, they might have a chance to come to the heaven. So that is what we read in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 11. God is not at all happy with the wicked people dying. Instead, he wants them to turn from their evil ways towards the good way. Amen.